This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with Kuwaiti leadership in Kuwait City today. Mr. Modi will be accorded a ceremonial guard of honour at the Bayan Palace, following which he will be holding separate meetings with the Emir of Kuwait and the Crown Prince of Kuwait. PM Modi will also hold delegation-level talks with the Prime Minister of Kuwait. Mr. Modi arrived in Kuwait on a two-day visit to the West Asian nation, marking the first trip by an Indian Prime Minister to Kuwait in 43 years. He is visiting Kuwait at the invitation of Kuwaiti Emir Sheikh Mishal Al Ahmad Al Jaber As Sabah. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Phadnavis has allocated portfolios to his Council of Ministers. The Chief Minister has retained crucial Home Ministry. He will also hold Energy, Law and Judiciary, General Administration, Information and Publicity, and departments not allocated to any other minister. Shiva Sena leader and Deputy CM Eknath Shinde got the portfolios of Urban Development, Housing and Public Works, Public Enterprises. NCP leader and Deputy CM Ajit Pawar got the important Finance and Planning Ministry along with State Excise. Maharashtra BJP President Chandrasekhar Bavankule became the State Revenue Minister. BJP's Radhakrishna Vikhe Patil was assigned the portfolio of Water Resources, Godavari and Krishna Valley Development Corporation, while NCP's Hassan Mushrif got the Medical Education Ministry. BJP's Chandrakant Patil was assigned the Higher and Technical Education Ministry as well as Parliamentary Affairs, while Girish Mahajan was assigned the responsibility of Water Resources, Vidarbh Tapi Konkan Development Corporation, as well as Disaster Management. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupinder Yadav, released the India State of Forest Report 2023, ISFR 2023, at the Forest Research Institute in Dehradun yesterday. According to the latest assessment, the total forest and tree cover in India stands at 8,27,357 square kilometres, representing 25.17% of the country's total geographical area. Of this, 7,15,343 square kilometres is classified as forest cover, while 1,12,014 square kilometres is tree cover. Mr. Yadav expressed satisfaction over the increase in the country's forest and tree cover, which has grown by 1,445 square kilometres since the 2021 assessment. The Union Transport Minister Nitin Gadkari yesterday inaugurated India's first national highway constructed using bio-bitumen material in Nagpur-Mansar bypass project of National Highway 44 in Nagpur district. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Gadkari said that this eco-friendly road construction will reduce the cost of road construction, generate employment and curb pollution due to stubble burning. India has condemned the horrific attack in Magdeburg, Germany, that has reportedly killed 5 people and injured over 200. The Ministry of External Affairs said described the incident as horrific and senseless attack at a Christmas market. 7 Indian nationals were also injured in Magdeburg Christmas market attack. Sources said 3 have been discharged from the hospital. The Indian mission in Germany is in touch with all those injured in the attack. In Brazil, at least 38 people have been killed in a traffic collision between a bus and a truck in the state of Minas Gerais yesterday. According to the officials, 13 other people were taken to hospitals near the city of Teofilo Otoni. The bus had reportedly departed from Sao Paulo and was carrying 45 passengers. Brazilian President Lula da Silva expressed deep sorrow over the tragedy. India will be hosting the International Shooting Sport Federation, ISSF, Junior World Cup for the first time in the second half of 2025. The ISSF awarded the hosting rights for the top junior international shooting competition for rifle, pistol, shotgun to the National Rifle Association of India, making it another achievement for the country in shooting sport. In women's cricket, Bangladesh was 69 for 7 in 16.2 overs against India while chasing a target of 118 in the final of the Under-19 Women's T20 Asia Cup at Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia when reports last came in. Put into bat first, India scored 117 for 7 in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.